Welcome to Coffee Time with HK Vietnam, a multilingual podcast for the German Vietnamese business community. Talks about business development, investment opportunities, education in Vietnam, and so much more. My name is Minh Trang, and in today's episode, we will invite you to explore with us the branding strategies for German food products in Vietnam. So in the recent years, Vietnam has emerged as a burgeoning market for international food products with a growing appetite for diverse culinary experiences. German food brands have recognized this opportunity and have been making significant strides in establishing their presence in the Vietnamese market. From sausages, dairies, to chocolates and specialty beverages, German offerings are finding their way onto Vietnamese dining tables and supermarket shelves. However, achieving success in this vibrant market requires more than just quality products. Effective branding strategies are crucial for German food exporters to differentiate themselves and capture the attention of the Vietnamese consumers. So in today's episode, we will dissect the current landscape of German footprints in Vietnam, examining their successes and challenges. And of course, we will provide insights and recommendations to help German exporters craft compelling branding strategies tailored specifically to the Vietnamese market. So I'm happy to be here today with our guests to unravel the secrets to success in branding German food products in Vietnam. I would like to introduce Mr. Ryan Molly, CEO from Redfin Digital. And the second one, I have Ms. Trần Thị Dương, the marketing manager from Thoughts Vietnam. And last but not least, I have Mr. Đặng Nhật Minh, brand director from Minh Anh Trading and Consultancy. So before we jump into the interesting topic of today, maybe I want to invite our guests to introduce a little bit about yourself and tell us more about your company. I think we go with lady first. I would like to invite you. Can you tell us more about yourself and as well Talks Vietnam?
So good afternoon, everyone. My name is Thuy Dương. Now I'm currently in charge of the marketing department from Zop Vietnam. And Zop Vietnam is a part of the Zop Global with a headquarter in Germany. And we are distributing the dairy product in Vietnam. And we have 15 years in distributing some product from Germany to Vietnam. It means we imported the final product from Germany and we deliver our true value from German to Vietnam to our consumer, like the moms and the kids, such as the cream dessert, the cheese, and so on. And now we have the overall 80 distributor in GT channel, and also we have 2,000 store in the modern trade. And I think it is the small picture for the South Vietnam.
Thank you, Ms. Yung. Yeah, maybe can we hear more information from Mr. Đặng Nhật Minh?
Yes, my pleasure. Hello, everyone. I'm Minh, and I'm now the director of Minh Anh Trading and Consultancy and Company. We are the exclusive distributor of several F&B brands, such as Shibo Cafe, Shokaten Chocolate, Kaufani Candies, Blue Diamond Almonds, etc. And in terms of the collaborations with German companies, I'm proud to mention the brands that you just have heard, like Shibo, Shogetten, and Kaufani. At the moment, we not only represent these brands, import their products, and distribute them in Vietnam, but we also carry branding and communication strategy.
Yeah, thank you. And speaking of the topic, branding strategies, so it is our pleasure to have Ryan Molly today. So maybe you can tell us more about you as well as Redfin Digital.
Brilliant, thank you. And hello, everyone. So yeah, my name is Ryan Molloy, and I'm the CEO of Redfin Digital. So Redfin, essentially, we operate across most markets in Asia. Vietnam has become a strategic market for us, and we've been putting a lot of investment and resources, and I've recently relocated to Ho Chi Minh, which has been lovely. We help brands essentially with market entry. We help them with localization, media support, social media marketing, ads. We do offline events, activations, and then we also do e-commerce as well. So we operate across Shopee and Lazada, Tiki, and more and more so across TikTok now with its growth in the market. So all the way from kind of, we see ourselves as a brand management agency, and how we help brands is essentially all aspects. We can support them from redefining who they are for the market, and then also in the amplification of that and support and connection that we can then help with retail as well, working alongside distributors.
In this first part of the conversation, we'll delve into the fascinating world of Zot and Shougetsen, who have made their mark in Vietnam. We'll explore their historical significance, tracing their evolution from their beginnings to their current position. Along the way, we'll also uncover the key challenges these brands have faced in penetrating the Vietnamese market and examine the notable developments and milestones that have shaped their journey. Now, let's get started. So I'm happy that we brought to today the experts who are the right fits for our interesting topic today. And I would like to have the first question to the two German brands in Vietnam. We would like to talk about the consumer preferences in the Vietnamese market nowadays. Maybe the first question goes to Ms. Yu. What do you think, what are the key characteristics of the Vietnamese market, especially regarding food and agricultural products in general?
Yeah, okay, I think it is quite an interesting question, and also the difficult question for me. Firstly, I think Vietnam is a potential market for German company, especially for the food product and agricultural. Because some points I need to highlight here. So firstly, Vietnam is a big scale market. We have over 100 million people and nearly 27 million families. So now Vietnam, we are currently in the golden population structure with 1% increasing per year. So I think it is the key factor to developing the food and agricultural product for German company to enter in Vietnam market. And from South Vietnam, we also have maybe some more research from third party like Nielsen data. So we got the data. It is a quite stable and positive growth of the food market in Vietnam, and annual percentage of 10% growing per year. So I have to emphasize that it is quite a potential market in at least 10 or 20 years in the near future. And secondly, I think, because Vietnam is a tropical country, so Vietnam has the big advantage in the raw material source for the food and agricultural product. So for the German company, I think there are two scenarios for you. The first one, if you want to set up the food factory in Vietnam, you will find the available raw material like the fruit, the vegetable, and other agricultural products like the coffee, the tea, the nuts, and so on, with the very suitable price and different variety for you to choose. However, if you want to enter the market and launch any brand with the same product with the local brands, so I think you should consider about the shelf life and the price, because you compete with a very cheap price brand in Vietnam, and they have a big advantage, about the raw material, as I have said before. So in summary, I think it is quite potential However, it is quite a challenging market. Yeah, the pros and the cons from Vietnam.
Thank you, Ms. Yung. I think it's kind of interesting also for myself that from the data, so you have collected the data, and from the data, you can really learn about target group in Vietnam. And also, we have to pay attention on the population or the habits of the Vietnamese consumers, especially for your product lines. And maybe we go to Mr. Minh. So what do you think, how do Vietnamese consumers perceive and those food products, especially for a golden population structure, is nowadays, what do you think, what are their references?
First of all, I share the same opinion with Ms. Zhuong regarding how foreign companies perceive Vietnamese market. It is a very potential one, but also challenging. There are numerous factors that contribute to its to its difficulty to penetrate. Vietnamese people, they are quite price oriented or quite price sensitive. It means the first questions coming to the minds of consumers when seeing a new product is not if the product is good, but how expensive the product in comparison with, different products in the same category. And the second factor is the popularity of the brand. It also helps people to choose the products among a lot of other brands in the supermarket, for instance. So to gain a significant market share here, the foreign brands must invest greatly in advertising and promotions. Not to mention that their strategy must also suitable, or they must go along with the local culture. We have seen lots of failures from very well-known brands like Starbucks, Coffee Leaf and Beans in Vietnam. And finally, the last factor I would like to mention is the country of origin. That is also an aspect that Vietnamese consumers often pay attention to when choosing products. Food products generally from Western countries like USA, Japan, UK, Germany, they are regarded as high quality ones and very welcome in this market. So these are the three factors that I prioritize. So price orientations or price sensitivity, popularity of the brands, and the last one is country of origin.
Yeah, I see. I also agree with you that Germany really enjoys a pretty good reputation for their products in the Vietnamese market. And maybe to continue your ideas, what are strategies that have been successful, that you have been like conducted successfully for German footprints or for the brands that you are managing in establishing a strong presence in Vietnam? Mr. Minh?
Yes, I would like to share some particular cases. For example, for the chocolate brand Sugarten, the brand came to Vietnam quite early in 1995, only a few years after the reformations. And since then, Sugarten has pursued the strategy of testing is believing, because we see that for food and drink products, it would be less expensive or less costly way to introduce the products to people by letting them test the actual products. So we organize several testing or sampling events in the supermarkets. And secondly, it is clear to us that because the chocolate comes from Germany, which has a very favorable country of origin. So as you can see on the label of the chocolate bar, there's a small German flag and the statement of German quality. That's how we want to impress the consumers and also inform them about the quality and, of course, the deliciousness of the chocolate, for example.
Yeah, thank you. I was a really very smart moves. And maybe you, so from your point of view, can you also share with us some examples of branding campaigns that resonated with Vietnamese consumers? Because as I learn your social media pages, I can see that your Facebook space is also very active, as well as your brand in the supermarkets. So when I go to the supermarkets, I can also see a soft presence nowadays was also really can reach a certain group of Vietnamese consumers. Maybe can you share with us what kind of campaigns that you conducted for your brand, for your products?
Okay, thank you, Chang, for your attention to my homepage, to our homepage. So I think now we are in the significant development of digital, you know. So the branding in the phase of digital is quite different from 15 years ago. When the first time Zot entered in Vietnam. So it is quite my honor today to tell you the story and how we can build our brand over the time of 15 years in Vietnam. And the story is quite different from the past to the current. When Zot entered Vietnam 15 years ago with the brand of Creme Desert Monte, so our core consumer is quite a kid from 6 months to 2 years. And at that time, we do maybe some research, yeah? And we deeply understand that the inside of the mom at that time, that they want to have the strong kid. However, the definition of the strong kid at that time is to be the chubby kid. I mean, the kid, the fat kid. And so that we build some campaign that we offer the consumer with a clear message that our Monte is the quite the miracle solution to have an outstanding kit at that time. And the image that we use in every advertising in ATL or BTL is always the 2B and the cutie kits. And we get maybe some positive engagement from moms and kids. And because of that, it delivered a very good sales performance from 15 years ago. However, you know, now the mom's inside is quite different. I mean, the definition of the strong kid now has changed rapidly. We are now facing with a very smart and active mom that we call the Gen Z mom. And for the Gen Z mom, they don't want to have the chubby kid. They still care about the healthy kid, but they stick with the quite high development or the brain health or immunity system or so on. So now we have to build another branding campaign that engage the consumer with a new value of the brand. We are seen to be the nutritious brand with the true value from German. However, we have to innovate our brand with some more function and like the high development. You will see our new product in some months with the high development function. And then after that, we choose another communication channel like e-commerce. Like Mr. Ryan Molly has mentioned, we have a Shopee, we have Lazada, and also we have like Zalo official to communicate with our consumer and to persuade them that we are still on the same page with them. With the journey to build a very healthy kid today. So that is the way we build our brand from 15 years ago. And I'm quite proud of that. Now the market share of the Monte in Vietnam is still the number one. And the final story I want to tell to you that the role of the branding in Vietnam, especially for the foreign brand, is still the significant factor to build the process of the business in Vietnam. Yeah.
Thank you to you for sharing the very interesting story from Zot and also your campaigns or your approaches with the consumers in Vietnam at the moment. And so as I can see that throughout the years and both Shogetan and Sword have certain experiences with the branding strategy for your target group. In the meantime, maybe you can share with us about some key challenges that you face when you entering the market or developing or promoting for the German products in the market, and what kind of solutions you have come to overcome these challenges. Maybe can we get back to Mr. Min?
Yes. There are several challenges that Shogetan has encountered when entering Vietnam. In the beginning, many Vietnamese people, they even didn't know what chocolate is. They just commented that what kind of confectionery is it? Why is it so bitter? So we had not only to make people aware of the brand, but also to educate them about the product. And secondly, Vietnam is a very hot and humid country, which makes the chocolate very easily to get melted. And the chocolate, the sales of chocolate is also often better during winter in the north, while we have lots of difficulties in the south because of the weather. And it also is another challenge for the delivery of e-commerce for chocolate as well. And finally, when Vietnam becomes more open to the world, the competition is getting tougher with more big players enter the market like Merci, Meiji from Japan, Lindt, Cadbury, Hershey, etc. So what I said, three main challenges for us. Need to educate the people about the product, the challenges of the climate and weather in Vietnam for chocolate products in particular, and finally the tough competitions with different foreign brands in terms of chocolate.
Actually, the competition is also one of the topics that I would like to ask you more there. But when you address the challenges which resonate to the tropical climate in Vietnam, may I ask how could you cope with this kind of challenge when it happens to your chocolate?
Unfortunately, until now, we do not have any ultimate or absolute solutions. What we can do, for example, for the products being sold in supermarkets or even convenience store, we had to choose the retailers with AC in their stores. And secondly, for example, for e-commerce, we had to put a notice on the product descriptions on the e-commerce website stating that the products may get melted under hot weather. So please put the products in the refrigerator when people receive it to make it harder, at least. Mm. So there's no absolute solutions for the weather and climate, unfortunately.
Yeah, I see. So about Miss Jung and South Vietnam, maybe what kind of challenges that you have in the past or also recently, and how could you cope with that? Can you share with us?
Yeah, I totally agree with Mr. Ming, because now the market is more and more tough. However, the challenging for Zot is not only coming from foreign brand. It coming mostly about the from the local brands, because we are the number one in the market. So the follower, like the local brand, they copy our concept of the product very quickly, and they compete with us with the more suitable price for the consumer. And you know, because we are under after the COVID-19, so the economic data is not good for the consumer. So they can choose another product to replace the expensive one. And our competitor, they have a long shelf life than our product. And you know, from the German to Vietnam, we have to ship the product at least 70 days in the ocean. And in the food category, the freshness of the product affects too much to the choice of the consumer. So it is quite challenging for us because we have to communicate with the consumer that we have the strict process of shipping from Germany to Vietnam to protect the quality of the product, so they can believe that we are still in the number one product in terms of the quality in the market. So it is the first challenging. The second one, it is coming from the activeness of the local brand when they innovate the product year by year very quickly. Sometimes the process of the NPD in Vietnam, they execute with the low strict process. So they launch the product 1 or 2 or 3 NPD per year very quick. And they see the new trend, the new demands of the consumer, sometimes faster than us. When we have to do the long process with the headquarter, and it is also the big challenges for us now in short.
Okay, very informative, and it's also like I get like more information and more insight behind the challenges that you are facing or you were facing in the past. Thank you for joining us on this insightful journey of Zot and Show Getting in Vietnam. But the story doesn't end here. Stay tuned for part 2, where we'll explore the innovative strategies and solutions these brands have employed, hear from marketing experts on tackling the unique challenges of the Vietnamese market, and discover the exciting future outlook for German food branding in Vietnam. Don't miss out on the next episode as we continue to unravel the secrets behind successful branding in the dynamic Vietnamese culinary landscape. Until then, goodbye.